Thank you for joining us today on Bible Fellowship Church's Let's Talk Ministry. On Monday, Deanie and I traveled up to North Alabama, and at some point during our journey, we came across a guy who was in need of help. Deanie gave him a little money and to help him out a little bit, but that's not why I'm telling you this story. I'm telling you because of how the guy responded. He said as we left him, "Have a grateful day." That wish for us was very convicting for me. This guy who apparently had very little was wishing me a grateful day. Was I having a grateful day? Was I thankful to the Lord for his provision of a car, gas, money, and a sweet husband to travel with? Was I thankful to the Lord Jesus that I was going to spend time with my family? To be honest, up to that, have a grateful day, I hadn't thought of being grateful for those blessings. But you better believe, after that, I began to think of the things and people that God has blessed me with. I'm so very grateful. The last couple of weeks, we've talked about suffering and how God uses our suffering to mold us into who He wants us to be, for our good and for His glory. Today, let's talk about our response to suffering. Let's read Luke 6, 22 through 23, and determine what kinds of suffering we can expect. "Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you and revile you and spurn your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For behold, your reward is great in heaven, for so their fathers did to the prophets." As Christians, we can expect to be hated, to be excluded, to be verbally abused even. Our response, according to God's word, is to rejoice and leap for joy. Why? Because we have great rewards awaiting us in heaven when we do the will of our Father. Let's rejoice and not be surprised when sufferings come. In James 1, 2 through 4, the word tells us to count it all joy. Why? Because we know that the testing of our faith produces steadfastness. When our faith is tested by trials and suffering, we are made stronger. So, how do we endure suffering? John 16:33 and 1 Peter 4:19 tells us that God says we will have peace when we endure suffering because we are His children and He loves and cares for us. In Ephesians 5:20 and 1 Thessalonians 5:18, we are told to give thanks for everything, to give thanks in all circumstances. So why do you think that is important? Because it is the will of God for us. Sometimes we respond to suffering with anger, fear, shame, and all kinds of emotions. But that's okay. God gave us those emotions in order for us to communicate how we feel. We just need to be careful to add thankfulness into those emotions so we can respond to our sufferings with thankfulness to God for what He is accomplishing in our hearts and lives. Let's take a minute and look at our brother Paul in Philippians 1, 12 through 21. "I want you to know, brothers, that what has happened to me has really served to advance the gospel, so that it has become known throughout the whole Imperial Guard and to all the rest that my imprisonment is for Christ. And most of the brothers, having become confident in the Lord by my imprisonment, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ from envy and rivalry, but others from goodwill. The latter do it out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former proclaim Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, but thinking to afflict me in my imprisonment. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in that I rejoice. Yes, I will rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and the help of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, this will turn out for my deliverance, as it is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage, Now, as always, Christ will be honored in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. There are others who have suffered for Christ's sake too. But first, let's continue talking about Paul. How did he suffer? He was imprisoned for sharing Christ. But Paul's attitude was that whatever he faced and suffered in prison was to exalt the Lord. The results of his suffering were that Paul proclaimed the gospel. People were saved. Paul honored Christ in his body and was not ashamed. And a few more of the people who suffered for Christ's sake are in Acts 5:40 through 41. It says that the apostles left rejoicing after they were whipped for the cause of Jesus. They were counted worthy to suffer dishonor for the name of Jesus. In Acts 7:59 and 60, Stephen asked Jesus to receive his spirit, and he also asked that the ones that were beating him would be forgiven. And Job, poor Job, lost everything. All he owned was gone, even his precious children. But instead of blaming God, he grieved by tearing his robe and shaving his head. But then he bowed down and worshiped God, acknowledging that all that he had, God had provided for him, and that all that he had, God took it back. Then he said, "Blessed be the name of the Lord." It's very important how we respond to suffering and trials. We as Christians never have to question God's unfailing goodness, or his unfailing love, or his unfailing power, or his unfailing wisdom, or his delight in us. We never, ever have to question those things. Just like the little man who wished us a grateful day, I wish that for you today, too. And let's all be grateful this Thanksgiving season, even through the suffering. Have a blessed Thanksgiving.